2020 election and his unfounded assertions that the 2020 election was stolen. The website for Rantham's gubernatorial campaign calls for a full forensic cyber audit of the 2022 election before it takes place. Representative Rantham was recently reprimanded by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss for claiming Voss illegally signed agreements with Democratic attorneys to authorize absentee ballot drop boxes. Cloudy skies in the forecast today with winds up to 15 miles an hour and a high of 29 degrees. Chance for precipitation this evening is 70% with snow expected early tonight, turning to rain or wet snow throughout the evening. High gusts possible and an overnight low of 27 degrees. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. They're open to phone calls and texts. Everything is back up to speed, moved into our new studio. So call or text 844-967-2789 with any comment, any question. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. There's a very disturbing case out of Tennessee. Now, Robert Service, great poet, like his stuff. He's the guy that wrote about Alaska. A bunch of the boys was whooping it up in the Malamute Saloon, and the kid that handled the music box was hitting a ragtime tune. In Tennessee, one of his great poems starts out, "Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee where the cotton blooms and grows." Great poem. You should read it. Very disturbing case down there. A woman was just sentenced to 6 years in prison for trying to register to vote. Now, everybody up here, everybody listening to this around Wisconsin, you yawn. You think we're in America and Wisconsin 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Everything's okay. Well, no, everything is not okay. And this puts a little flesh on the skeleton about what's really happening. This was a woman who at one time had been convicted of felonies. They all stemmed from stealing something under $500. Then she was accused of trying to hide evidence or falsify evidence. And they added stuff on. And, she was convicted. Okay, she was convicted. Pamela Moser is her name. Well, she was put on probation. She served her time in 2015. She thought she was eligible to vote in 2019, that her probation period would have expired by then. The Tennessee Department of Corrections actually gave her a certificate saying her probation had ended. But then they rescinded it for some reason. It's not clear what kind of notice was given to her. So at some point after 2019, she went down to register to vote. She was arrested. She was tried. They asked her, "Did you try to register to vote?" She said, "Of course." "Why'd you do that? Is it the trial?" "Well, because my sentence was over in 2015. I didn't do it while I thought I was on probation. They sent me a certificate from the Department of Corrections, and it certified that my probation was over. And then I went down and I tried to vote and I got arrested. Now, this is something that would have happened 100 years ago or 130 years ago for a very limited purpose. Why do I say 130 years ago or more? Because in 1876, when Rutherford Hayes was made president over Sam Tilden, even though Sam Tilden got more votes, Rutherford Hayes was the Republican. Rutherford Hayes, Devil's Pact, the Republican says, we'll withdraw federal troops from the South in Reconstruction, and you can do whatever you want to black people. And they did it for 100 years or more, to the Civil Rights era. They murdered people. They hanged them. And the way they got them not to vote is they arrest them on different pretexts. One pretext is that you didn't register right. And black people were afraid to vote because they were afraid they were arrested. Pamela Moser, her one vote isn't going to change anything in Tennessee. But the Republican Party knows that as this gets around, anybody who had any connection with the criminal justice system, even if it was a misdemeanor, even if their probation elapsed 30 years ago, is going to be afraid to go down there. Something could happen. And more to the point, even if they haven't had any exposure to the criminal justice system, something could happen. This deters people from voting. That's the only purpose of it. There used to be violent means. People line up to vote and they were attacked. But then they'd have fraudulent means. A black person came up, they'd say, well, recite the Bill of Rights. There's nobody listening to this, including myself, saying it, who could recite the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution verbatim. Nobody. A constitutional law professor couldn't do it by memory. Then they had poll taxes. They said, all right, you want to vote? You have to pay $100. I don't have $100. I'm a poor man. Then you can't vote. That, for some reason, required a constitutional amendment to abolish that. I don't know why. If I were in the Supreme Court, I'd say that's a violation of due process. But in any event, this is going on. Well, now it's coming back because you have a U.S. Supreme Court who has decided to get rid of the Voting Rights Act, and they've done it in three stages. First stage, they invalidated the notion that states had to get pre-approval for changes to their voting laws. Secondly, they said that it doesn't matter if it had an invidious impact on black people, as long as there wasn't some outright statement in a legislative committee saying that's the purpose. Well, how many of these guys, how stupid do you think people are? You think they sit around in a legislative committee and say, we're doing this so black people don't vote? No, that's not what they do. Now, the third thing is they are validating this kind of criminal prosecution. Now, you can't very well go down, say, to Tennessee and say, you are in such an abject state that nothing that you do in your state criminal justice system has any validity at all, and we're going to federalize it. First of all, politically, that wouldn't happen. Secondly, there are constitutional issues. And thirdly, there are some good prosecutors and judges in Tennessee. But to put a woman in prison for 6 years who was going to have a certificate by the Tennessee Department of Corrections that her probation was over, and now they say it should have extended another year or two, instead of just saying, I'm sorry, you can't vote for two more years. This is nothing more than Reconstruction is over, and we once again are going to intimidate people from voting. We're going to lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, you just kind of shifted the gears in my head a little bit here with the whole registration to vote thing. They had a program, you know, they're doing Black History Month, and that they had a program where a woman had stepped up to register to vote, and the voting commissioner made her recite the preamble of the Constitution. She got that right, and then he asked her how many county judges are there in the, you know, whatever.
Yeah, what year was this, Mark? What year was this?
It was probably the Voting Rights Act. I mean, they're talking about
back in the 60s. You're talking about, right?
That's what they want to get back.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, listen, Mark. Back in the 60s, that's the kind of stuff they did. Then the Supreme Court put an end to that kind of stuff. They put an end to that kind of stuff by saying that you couldn't do that kind of stuff. And now the point is that Roberts and the rest of them are leading the attack to get rid of the Voting Rights Act.
And that's what I'm, you know, the point that I'm, you know, backing up for you here is that that's what they want to get back to. I mean, that for this to happen, you get a certificate from the government saying, yes, you can go ahead and vote, and then to say, well, no, we made a mistake, and too bad, so sad, now you're going to jail for 6 years. I mean, it is just another Republican, the current crop of Republicans that have taken over the party are hell-bent on destroying democracy. I've had about a gutful of it. I mean, carrying knives, and you know, that got Rebecca Clefish, the major candidate for the Republican Party, saying, "Oh, you got to be carrying knives and all this." Well, I mean, I got plenty of knives too. Am I supposed to be carrying that all, you know, a knife with me all
the
time?
It's a phallic symbol. She's trying to look tough, but in a very weird way. You know, when a woman who's a pom-pom girl for Walker starts to use symbols like knives, you know, mercenaries, metal hairbrushes, this is so obvious. They should have a shrink go on one of these shows and just shrink her head. I mean, but the point is, she can't be permitted to be governor of the state. And by the way, before we go to the break, I'll throw in one quick little thing. You know, you said this anecdote from the 60s was that this woman was able to recite the preamble. You know, you and I obviously weren't there. You're going on what you were somebody said. I don't believe that for a second. I don't know anybody in this entire country who can recite anything by memory. If they jump on them, you know, in a voter line and start doing it. They've been doing this stuff for a long time. The Voting Rights Act put an end to it. Now that's why Manchin is knifing us in the back, because all we're asking to do is restore something that's been around since the 1960s, more than 50 years, 60 years almost. And the idiot won't do it. And then we have the Republican Party, including all Republicans, even so-called moderates, loving it because people can't vote. But what I can't stand is the sadism of a good-hearted person who goes in and she goes, all right, I have a certificate from the Tennessee Department of Corrections. My probation is over and I'd like to vote, and they throw her in handcuffs. Okay, enough's enough. That was done back in the 1880s and 90s, turn of the century. So was lynching. And we got to put an end to all of that. We got to put an end to all of it. I don't want you in your comfort level. You go, oh, you know, I've heard of stuff. Well, now you're hearing some real details. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.